One of the most important issues facing America and the Christian church today is the definition of marriage. Those on both sides of the gay marriage issue are calling California megachurch pastor Rick Warren on the carpet after he blatantly contradicted himself on the question. Many are asking, will the real Rick Warren please stand up? Just before California voted to pass Proposition 8, which would define marriage as distinctly between one man and one woman, Rick Warren issued a video statement endorsing Proposition 8. Yet in April of 2009, Rick Warren told Larry King in an interview that was viewed by millions that he never once gave an endorsement in the 2 years Prop 8 was going. Yet as noted, just 2 weeks before the majority of Californians voted for the passage of Prop 8, Warren issued an unambiguous endorsement of the proposition, arguing that gay marriage is unbiblical and imploring evangelicals to vote for its passage. Warren's video endorsement of Prop 8 was distributed via email to 30,000 people and was posted on Warren's blog via his church website.
The election's coming up just in a couple weeks, and I hope you're praying about your vote. One of the propositions, of course, that I want to mention is Proposition 8, which is the proposition that had to be instituted because the courts threw out the will of the people. And a court of four guys actually voted to change a definition of marriage that has been going for 5,000 years. Now, let me just say this really clearly. We support Proposition 8. And if you believe what the Bible says about marriage, you need to support Proposition 8. I never support a candidate, but on moral issues, I come out very clear.
However, after clearly endorsing Prop 8, Warren recently lied to Larry King and the millions of his mostly secular audience, claiming that all he had done was send a written note in a newsletter.
I never campaigned for it. I'm not an anti-gay activist, never have been, never participated in a single event. I just simply made a note in a newsletter, and of course, everything I write hits the...
Despite Warren's historical revisionism and seeking to minimize his position, Warren made it clear in his issued statement before California's vote on Prop 8 that he was rallying the troops to vote for its passage.
This is one thing, friends, that all politicians tend to agree on. Both Barack Obama and John McCain, I flat out asked both of them, what is your definition of marriage? And they both said the same thing. It is the traditional, historic, universal definition of marriage. One man and one woman for life. And every culture for 5,000 years and every religion for 5,000 years has said the definition of marriage is between one man and a woman. Now, here's an interesting thing. Just there are about 2% of Americans are homosexual or gay, lesbian people. We should not let 2% of the population determine to change a definition of marriage that has been supported by every single culture and every single religion for 5,000 years. This is not even just a Christian issue. It's a humanitarian and human issue that God created marriage for the purpose of family, love, and procreation.
Incredibly, while on Larry King, though, he told the CNN audience that he never once issued a statement or gave an endorsement of Prop 8.
I am not an anti-gay or anti-gay marriage activist. Never have been, never will be. During the whole Proposition 8 thing, I never once went to a meeting, never once issued a statement, never once gave an endorsement in the 2 years Prop 8 was going.
Sadly, no amount of grammatical gymnastics will be able to extricate Warren from his clear endorsement of Prop 8 just 2 weeks before the election.
So I urge you to support Proposition 8 and pass that word on. I'm going to be sending out a note to pastors on what I believe about this, but everybody knows what I believe about it, and they heard me at the Civil Forum when I asked both Obama and McCain on their views.
Despite Rick Warren's seemingly earnest appeal for the biblical and historical definition of marriage before his evangelical audience, when asked by Larry King how he felt about the Supreme Court's decision in Iowa to legalize same-sex marriage, Warren claimed that he was oblivious to the decision and that the gay marriage issue was not part of his agenda.
Do you therefore criticize or not comment on the Iowa court decision to permit gay marriage?
I'm totally oblivious to what's that. That's not even my agenda.
Warren also told Larry King and the millions in his television audience that he never, quote, equated gay marriage with pedophilia or incest.
So I was asked a question that made it sound like I equated gay marriage with pedophilia or incest, which I absolutely do not believe.
Yet when being interviewed by BeliefNet just days after Prop 8 passed, this is exactly what Warren seemed to say. In fact, after Warren equated gay marriage with a man marrying a child or a brother marrying a sister, Warren was asked if he believed that they were equivalent. And he said, quote, oh, I do, end quote.
I'm not opposed to that as much as I'm opposed to the redefinition of a 5,000-year definition of marriage. I'm opposed to having a brother and sister be together and call that marriage. I'm opposed to an older guy marrying a child and calling that a marriage. I'm opposed to one guy having multiple wives and calling that marriage.
Do you think those are equivalent to gays getting married?
Oh, I do. Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
How tragic is it that the one who the world has billed as America's pastor is not only denying that he stood for Prop 8, but now claims that the definition of marriage is a non-issue for him, lying and wilting before the public on an issue as important as the definition of marriage at a time so critical in our history by a religious leader of Warren's stature and influence is devastating. On April 14, 2009, theologian Albert Mohler, who is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, said he was stunned by Rick Warren's apparent about-face on homosexual marriage and told the Washington Times, quote, I was extremely troubled by the way he appeared to be so anxious to distance himself from the same-sex issue and to make clear he was not an activist and that he'd only addressed the issue in a very minor way, end quote. It should be understood by Christians that while homosexuality is in the biblical vice list in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10 of those who will not inherit the kingdom of God, another vice list in Revelation 21:8 warns that all liars will go to the lake of fire. Sin is sin, and if we refuse to repent of it and turn to Christ for cleansing, we will not see the Lord in glory. Having a forked tongue can be defined as one who articulates two totally contradictory positions in an effort to garner support from two totally different groups of people. Politicians are most adept at speaking with a forked tongue as most of them seek votes from diverse groups to get elected. Rick Warren's desire to appear biblically correct when speaking before evangelical Christians on the one hand and to be politically correct when speaking before a left-leaning world on the other has landed him in the messy quagmire he finds himself in today. As long as Rick Warren seeks to continue to politicize the Christian faith before a Christ-rejecting world, he will continue to slide deeper and deeper down the slope of compromise. Sadly, the result is that he may likely take millions of professing Christians with him. God's word warns that we are not to seek to please men but God. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 1, verse 10, quote, Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ, end quote. God states in his word that false prophets seek the respect of the lost world system and the world listens to them. 1 John chapter 4 verses 5 and 6 states, quote, They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world and the world listens to them. We are from God and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood, end quote. Let us pray that Rick Warren is delivered from the spirit of compromise and any desire to please the world through appealing to the flesh. Please pray that Rick Warren and all of us who claim to be Christians heed and proclaim the words of the Lord Jesus Christ without shame. The Lord Jesus Christ warned, Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way. He also stated, If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. He further stated, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, any more than I am of the world. Jesus said, Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And finally, Jesus said, If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. May our wonderful and almighty God, by his incredible grace, help us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world that Jesus called us to be. Let us share the truth and love as we shine the light of his glory all the more as the world gets darker and darker. May the Lord find you in peace on that day.